Why You Shouldn't Go to Church by Steve Martin. There, I said it. You shouldn't go to church. Now, before you quote Hebrews 10:25, understand what I mean. I'm not suggesting that believers abandon one another. I'm saying we must stop going to a building to find what we already possess, Christ Himself dwelling within us. God doesn't live in buildings. When Paul preached to the Athenians, he said plainly, "The God who makes the world and all that is in it is not dwelling in temples made with hands." Acts 17:24. Currently, God no longer dwells in sacred structures. He dwells in people. You are the temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16. You are the meeting place. You are the church. The great illusion of religion is that God is over there, and we must go find Him. The truth of this administration is that He is already in here. He never left. The change in administration. Most of what passes for church today belongs to a previous administration, one that operated before the revelation of the present secret economy of grace, Ephesians 3, 2-9. In that earlier program, there were local assemblies with elders, deacons, prophets, and evangelists, Ephesians 4:11. Those were necessary when God was still dealing with Israel as a nation, and when the believer's hope and calling were earthly in character. But everything changed when the risen Christ revealed the secret of a new body, one that was a joint body of Jew and Gentile with a celestial destiny, of which He was the head. He is the head of the body, the ecclesia, Colossians 1:18. In this current administration of grace, there are no local churches, no local pastors, and no ruling elders. The body today is universal, global, and its only head is the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ alone directs His members individually and collectively by His Spirit. There is no earthly hierarchy, no human headship, and no sacred building to maintain. The industry of guilt. Institutional religion depends on guilt. Miss a Sunday and you're backsliding. Miss a tithe and you're robbing God. Ask too many questions and you're out of order. But when you step outside that system, something wonderful happens. You don't lose faith, you lose fear. You stop performing and start resting. You stop trying to earn favor and begin living from the favor you already have, accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:6. Freedom to stay home. Leaving the institutional church doesn't mean leaving God. It often means leaving the illusion that He's somewhere you're not. The same God who once called people into temples now calls them out of them, into rest, simplicity, and freedom. You don't need to go to church to find God. You need to stop going to church to realize He's already found you. Note: this understanding comes from the light given through Paul's epistles, Ephesians and Colossians, which unveil the present administration of grace. In these writings, the Apostle reveals the celestial character of his new body and the truth that Christ Himself is the only head of the ecclesia today.